Grand Prince Geza and religion. It is not known how long Bruno from St. Gallen stayed on Hungarian land. He eventually returned to his cloister, where he died. The Bishop Pilgrim of Passau wrote to Pope Benedict VI, 973-974, "Most Hungarians are ready to accept religion." For several decades after that, in lieu of historic documents, we wouldn't know if this assumption was valid. After 973, the Eastern Quedlinburg Assembly of the Roman Empire was held multiple times in 984, 986, and 991 without the participation of Hungarian emissaries. We only know that Bishop Adalbert of Prague baptized Vojk, Geza's son, in 995, who took up the Christian name Stefan. In 996, as a result of a renewed peace treaty with the West, Vojk, Stefan married Gizella, the deeply religious princess. As escorts to Gizella, German knights arrived in Hungary as a token of good neighbors and friends. Acquiring modern armaments, Hont, Pázmány Vencelin, and many of their mates were assigned to important military duties when, after the death of Geza, Koppány moved against Stefan. At the end of Geza's reign, the Benedict Monastery of Pannonhalma, the Diocese of Veszprém, and the Convent of Veszprém-Völgy was founded. The question still stands as to what involvement there was by Geza, who at that time was considered an old man in his 50s, or what his ambitious wife Sarota's role was in these political moves. According to Thietmar of Merseburg, after 1010, Sarot, her tribal name was Beleknegini, a heavy drinker, rode on a horse like a man, and she once killed a man in her rage. As Bruno of Querfurt, follower of St. Adalbert, writes, Christianity started to grow during Sarot's leadership, but mingled with the pagans, and this amalgam became worse than barbarism, which resulted in this tepid Christianity. It is questionable, however, if the writer from 1010 points to the danger of orthodoxy through the influence of the daughter of Gyula from Transylvania. It is more likely that the writer was afraid of the return of that old religion to overthrow the new Christianity. He wrote about Geza. He was strict and ruthless. He handled his subjects with rigor, but was mild to foreigners, especially to Christians. He was still immersed into paganism, but probably seeing the light of God's mercy, he started putting emphasis on discussing peace with neighboring nations. From a distance of 100 years, the writer of the Chronicles of the Life of St. Stefan views Geza, who adored God and other imagined gods too. When his bishop pointed this out to him, he responded that he was rich and influential enough to be able to afford this. Although he practiced pagan practices and the gift of heavenly life started influencing him, he believed in Jesus and he was baptized along with his household. Most likely, the term of blood on his hand prevented him from doing what he wanted, describes the ensuing battles for power during Geza's reign. His chronicles also noted that he is whom the boy Stefan was born from and in whom God entrusted to care for his believers' faith. According to a later version of history, 12th and 11th centuries, Geza was a king, however, a pagan one first. Later, the Holy Spirit enlightened him with recognizing the proper way of life, and, as a follower of the gospel, he pursued the search for truth. He baptized all his military commanders. Whoever didn't follow God's way, he broke them in with intimidation and threats. An even later chronicle from the 14th century carefully writes that Geza had progressive steps towards only planting the roots of Christianity. He started to turn the nation of Hungary towards Christianity. Numerous Western rulers of the era called him king, however.
Unlike his son,
Stefan, he was not crowned. He didn't mint coins, impose taxes, or establish archdiocese other than the one in Veszprém. He left the society as a blood inheritance-based one. He didn't start drawing lines for the county system. It is common that most historians mention him as an emperor rather than a king. As far as references to him being a Christian are concerned, it is obvious that,
unlike his son,
the deeply religious Saint Stefan, Christianity was just a part of daily politics. The way he conducted his entire life proves that he followed different guidelines than his son. We have historians who see a deep divide between the reign of Geza and Stefan. Others, however, including the writer of this article, don't deny that Geza's controversial life somewhat prepared the grounds for the establishment of Christianity.